Chazor Zechanesh was Bachar Chesel Shagam Rebam Yehuda Mesech Zayir and Daf Yudalad. Got the mission that a Kairi must be wide enough to hold half of a 3 Tefach brick, 1.5 Tefachim. Therefore, it's enough if the Kairi is 1 Tefach wide. The Gemara will explain what that means. The Kairi must be wide enough and strong enough to hold this half brick. Rebbe Yehuda says it needs to be wide enough but doesn't have to be strong enough. Therefore, even if the Kairi is made of straw or reeds, we look at it as if it's made of metal. If the Kairi is bent, we look at it as if it's straight. If it's round, a round pole, we look at it as if it's flat, but it must have a circumference of 3 tefachim, which would mean that it has a 1 tefach diameter, which will be wide enough to hold the half of the brick that we discussed. How is a tefach enough? The kairi should have to be a tefach and a half. The Gemara says a tefach is enough because the quarter of a tefach on each side would be covered with cement that would hold the brick down to the kairi. Rabbi Bar Huna said the kairi itself must be strong enough to hold the half brick, but if the kairi is laying on brackets, the brackets don't have to be strong enough to hold the half brick in addition to the kairi. Rav Chisda says they do need to be strong enough to hold the half brick as well. Shesha says if someone puts a mat over a kairi and thereby to make an actual wall, and that mat is 3 tefachim off the ground, you're not allowed to carry that mabit because the kairi is no good. It's covered, so it can't act as a reminder. And the wall is no good because if it's 3 tefachim off the ground, it's not considered to be a wall. A braisa says if a kairi doesn't reach all the way from one wall to the other, or if two kairis each attached to opposite walls come short of meeting in the middle, if the space is less than 3 tefachim, the halacha of lavud makes it a good kairi. If it's more, it's not a good kairi. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says if the space is less than 4 tefachim, it's a good kairi because he holds that lavud is up to 4 tefachim. If there are two kairis next to each other, neither of which is a tefach wide, if together they are a tefach wide, they're a good kairi. Shimon Gamliel says if these two kairis are spread apart so that they can hold a brick that is 3 tefachim long, it's a good kairi as well. If one of these narrow kairis is higher than the other, Rabbi Yehuda says, we view them as if they're on an equal level and the kairi is good, as long as the higher one is not more than 20 amas high and the lower one is not less than 10 tefachim off the ground. Abaye says, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with his father in part, and our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, his father, Rabbi Yehuda said, that we view the kairi as if it's truly something it's not, as if it's something which is truly not, which is what Rabbi Yehuda says over here also, but he disagrees with him on another point. Rabbi Yehuda allows the kairi to be above 20 amas. She said, Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda taught our Mishnah to Chia, the son of Rav, in front of Rav, and he said that even if the kairi is not strong enough to carry the half brick, it's good. Rav said the proper halacha is that it must be strong enough. In fact, Gemara, we find that Rabbi Eloi says in the name of Rav that a kairi which is 4 tefachim wide need not be strong enough to carry half a brick. Gemara says if it's 4 tefachim wide, it doesn't have to be strong enough. If it's less, it has to be strong enough. Mishnah said, Hoyisrael shel kash v'chulu. The chiddush of this is that we even say that we look at it if it's strong when we have to look at it as if it's different material, meaning from straw to metal. Mishnah said, the Mishnah is teaching us like the dinner of Zera that if the bend is beyond the mavoi or higher than 20 amas or lower than 10 tefachim, we look at the bend as if it's non-existent, and if the two sides of the kairi on either side of the bend are within 3 tefachim to each other, the kairi is a good kairi. We say this even when the bend is outside the mavoi, and we're not concerned that this may lead to carry underneath the bend, which is really in the Shazarabim. Mishnah said, Agula roinoi sekilu himuru ba'as. This case is taught to teach us that a circumference of 3 tefachim yields a width, a diameter of 1 tefach. We learn this from Pesukim that describe the round pool of water that Shlomo HaMelech had constructed. Chia taught a braisa, the pool that Shlomo made held 150 mikvois, which is 2,000 bas, or 6,000 saw. A mikveh has a measurement of 1 amma by 1 amma by 3 ammas, which we know holds 40 saw. The measurement of Shlomo's pool was 10 ammas by 10 ammas by 5 ammas, which is 500 cubic ammas. And we only need 450 cubic ammas to fit 150 mikvahs worth of water. So over the chayr we have more. The Mar says the pool was round and therefore it's smaller than the measurements given, because the measurements given were for a square large enough to hold this round pool. So therefore, when you take out the corners of that square, you end up with 150 mikvahs, not more. In fact, Mar, a square is 25% more than the circle that fits within it. If so, only 125 mikvahs worth of water could fit into the pool. Rabbi Yecheskel said that the pool's 3 lower amas were square and the upper 2 were round. Thus, it held more than the 125 mikvahs of water that a circle of that size would hold. Another pasuk says that it held 3,000 bas. That's the amount of solid that could have been held in this thing. If you heap it over more above the rim, it would have been 3,000, not 2,000. But he says from here we see that you can fit 1/3 more solid than liquid into a given place, meaning the amount able to be heaped over the rim when you're talking about solid is equal to 1/3 of the total amount that it can hold. The Mishnah of Lechis must be 10 tefachim tall, but their width and thickness can be any amount. Rabbi says it must be 3 tefachim wide. The Mishnah, which uses the form plural form Lechis, the Chayyim must follow Rabbi Eliezer, who says that 2 Lechis are required. Gemara, the Mishnah is referring to lechis of mavuis in general, not to one particular mavui. If so, the previous Mishnah should say kairah, it's not just kairah. The Gemara, the Mishnah means to say that lechis that Rabbi Eliezer and Nachum argue about need to be 10 tefachim tall. How wide is any amount? Rabbi Chiya taught even the width of a string is enough. A braisa says if someone puts a lechi halfway into the depth of a mavui towards the back of the wall, he's only allowed to carry up to that back half, and we're not afraid it's going to lead him to carry in the front of it as well. Rava said if one lifts a lechi 3 tefachim off the ground and moves a 3 tefachim away from the mavui wall, it's not a valid lechi. Even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says that Lovid is up to 4 tefachim, Lovid would not work here to connect the lechi to the ground, because once it's that high, it's 3 tefachim high, animals can pass underneath it, and therefore it loses its din as a wall. She said, Rabbi Yossi, Yomer Rachban, Shloisha Tefachim. Yossi, the name of Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, says, we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi, who prohibits preparing a hilmi mixture on Shabbos, which will be used to dip bread into, and we also don't pass like Rabbi Yossi regarding his din about a lechi. Rav Huna Machinah said to Rabbi Yossi, you told us this regarding hilmi, but you never told us this regarding lechi. Rabbi Yossi asked, we don't pass like him regarding Hilmi because the Rabbanan argue on him. The same reason applies to Lechi. Rav Huna answered back, by Lechi we have Rebbe who follows Rabbi Yossi. Rav Chumi taught the following version of the previous conversation. Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shmuel bar Shilas, the name of Rav, says we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi regarding Hilmi or regarding Lechi. They said to him, did you, Rabbi Yehuda, really say this halacha? He said, I did not. Rav responded, he most definitely did teach us to us. The reason Rabbi Yehuda reverses Psak is because Rabbi Yossi was known to always have superior reasoning, and therefore we pass like him even when he's opposed by the Rabbanan. Rabbi Bar Chanan asked Abaye, how do we pass? And he answered, go look how everyone conducts himself, because people use lechis of any amount. Some say that this question was asked Abaye regarding how we pass. Do we pass like a Tanakhama says you make a shahakal when drinking water, or like a Ptarfan says you make a burn of fashas before drinking water? Abaye told them, go look what everyone does. People make a shahakal before they drink and a burn of fashas after they drink.